USA Radio News.
FBI official Peter Strzok's first public hearing turned heated today as Republicans clashed with Democrats, as well as a former FBI investigator, over his anti-President Trump text. House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy began the questioning.
What I can tell you is that text in no way suggested that I or the FBI would take any action to influence the candidacy of
Agent Strzok. That is a fantastic answer to a question nobody asked.
Yeah, Mr. Gowdy,
you asked
question
to you is
Chairman,
the wheel.
Would you be permitted to answer the question posed?
That hearing is still going on, and I'll continue to bring you details of that as the day progresses. Also today, the Trump administration says all eligible small children who are separated from their families under the zero-tolerance immigration policy have been reunited with their loved ones. However, half the children under the age of five do still remain in government custody due to safety concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A new study came out yesterday that said 47% of Democrats are okay with getting rid of ICE. Robert Perez is the acting deputy commissioner for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He says they work hand in hand with ICE.
Our frontline men and women are standing side by side, and while CBP is that frontline interdiction agency, not just enforcing immigration laws, but protecting the nation against national security threats, drug traffickers, human traffickers, counterfeiters, folks who will steal our intellectual property, ICE is right alongside doing all those functions with us, and in fact, working to investigate the cases we bring forward collaboratively with us to dismantle the criminal organizations that are perpetuating these illegal acts.
A marketing campaign adopted by the University of Wyoming in Laramie centered around the slogan, "The world needs more cowboys." Well, that's run into trouble from Native American groups and other groups that say it excludes women and people of color. A university spokesman did say our cowboys are diverse and of every sex and background. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump arrived in London today for a three-day visit to the UK. Before leaving the NATO summit, President Trump did say that other nations would be spending more on defense. Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling says all this talk is good, but we need some action as well.
Well, again, I think we have to see what actually happens. So, you know, the blunt talk is good, but I want to see what is the action that follows. So I hope what I heard from the president proves to be correct, that a number of these nations will indeed make their commitments. And I think NATO will be even stronger. And certainly I know that the president, the U.S., signed the communique that reaffirmed how important NATO is. NATO is very important. But at the same time, again, there has to be some blunt talk among friends, and friends have to keep their commitments. And if they do, it will be a very successful NATO summit.
Hensarling also shares his perspective on the summit.
I'm encouraged. I mean, our allies need some blunt talk. I have been to NATO headquarters before, met with many of the representatives, but the bottom line is they haven't made their commitment, their 2% of GDP commitment, and the U.S. has been carrying the freight. And frankly, I think some blunt talk has been overdue. And so the proof will be in the pudding. We need to see what actually happens here. I mean, there have been some countries that have been moving towards their 2% goal, like Poland. I hope a whole lot of others join because, again, the U.S. can't continue to carry the financial freight here.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.